the Anthrogeek, reporting live from the Institute of Public Anthropology's primary headquarters here at Fresno State's Taco Bell Express. I'm sitting by the window, by the fountain, observing life as it passes me by, and I'm struck by the perpetual interrelations all those observed are having amongst themselves and amongst their technology. Before my eyes now, there's at least 100 people eating, listening to, looks like an iPhone, riding a bike with headphones in his ears. Girl on phone while walking. Two people walking in different directions, both texting, it looks like. Boy and girl hand in hand. Money guy carrying, looks like one of those Brinks guys. I would say one in every three people is directly involved with a handheld portable device, be it a smart or a dumb phone or an iPad or something like that. At least one in every three. Which, of course, I'm just doing a quick review of that. That's a big number. One out of three. The point of interest for anyone involved in strategic planning for such a campus would be, is any of the telephonic communications occurring there, could this campus at all assist or disrupt accidentally or intentionally those communications? And by that I mean, by disrupt, I'm not saying some sort of malicious, secretive attack. Rather, in the sense of disruptive technology, how one group can help another by becoming so important to them that there's no option but to use them. It's kind of like how Google Calendar is for me. How did I live without it? Or this smart device I'm talking into right now. Anyway, getting back to the point of interest for me. It's funny, it's now closer to, it's now 1:58, and the fountain has cleared out considerably. I'm thinking that there's a 2 o'clock class on this campus, possibly, and there was a little flurry of activity just before that. Who's to know? The question I'm asking myself today is, why would anyone want to know about what people are doing with their devices? And why is that important? Or is it important? I'm trying to build a rationale for a report involving such devices, and it has occurred to me that, you know, there's no other way really to get at this information except by actually watching people and asking them, hey, what are you doing? Are you on a website? What website? And that sort of thing. Anyway, passing observations from the Anthrogeek. Out.